Back around the corner. Lean up against the wall. FBI. Read him his rights, Garnett. I can never remember him. Yeah, I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that one.
What?
There's your search warrant.
I'll show you, Bob.
Cleveland. We had a tip. Doilies. Tablecloth.
Gas grenades. Dynamite. Some family.
What are you going to blow with that dynamite?
Are we going to keep dancing around like this?
I don't know. You don't know. You don't know nothing. But you are a new face, I'll admit that. And I've seen them all.
Hey, not with Lucy, bub. She used to work for us in the 30s. We planted her in Al Weisberg's gang.
She was also a friend of mine. Close friend. Well, it seems she preferred the glitter of the underworld, so she left the bureau, married Weisberg, and went to work for him.
Her age is my age.
I still know what I'm doing.
I've waited 40 years to bust Lucy. Never had the goods. I've got to retire pretty soon, and let me tell you, bub, I'm going to get her before I do.
I ran his prints. It's congratulations. We just set a legal precedent.
What are you talking about? Doctor, research scientist, Elizabeth Ward, a mile long. Killed in a laboratory explosion. Well, I guess you aren't a hood. But I would hazard the guess you are a man with something to hide.
I want to see an attorney.
I'll make a deal with you, Doc.
I want to see an attorney.
No, you hear me out. I think you'll go for this. I don't care a rat's derriere, Doc, who you are or why you want to be dead. What I care about is collaring Lucy Cash. Now, you help me do that, I'll burn this. I'll forget I ever saw you.
What do I have to do?
Go back and work for Lucy. You listen, you write down what you hear, you put it in the mailbox.
I'm not an informer.
Doc, you'd be doing a public service. Lucy Cash is a criminal.
We could bust you for possession of explosives.
And we could take a very interesting story to the press. I think you're going to take this deal. And don't get any idea about trying to take off. I'm going to have enough agents staked out around there to keep the house flies from leaving. You better get going before your employer starts to worry. You sure you got that homing device planted in Lucy's van?
Yeah. Play with the frequency a little bit.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah, I wish I was. These long stakeouts work better for a younger man. Or better yet, several.
I was sleeping shifts. You'll be fine.
I almost died. You're telling Banner that this place would be crawling with agents? Yeah. Crawling with the two of us.
Sometimes the Bureau does get a little short-sighted. We can handle it.
Well, there's nothing to handle. Except getting even with Lucy for dear Johnning you.
Garnett, we've been together a long time. You know me better than that.
Look, the Bureau doesn't believe for 1 minute that Lucy Cash is a criminal mastermind. Letting you do this, they're just humoring you. It's a gift. Like that gold watch you're gonna get. Look, I just don't want to see you go out like this. Wasting your time.
Lucy Cash is no waste of time. She's a clever, dangerous criminal, and I'll make that collar, and they'll make it stick, Garnett.
Let's not blow my cover.
It's the only way I could find to speak with you. Now listen to me. Indian Love tells you they're pulling the job tomorrow. I've done my part. I want out.
You You still don't know what that job is?
Then follow them and find out.
Don't tell me how to do my job, Banner. Just go on in there and keep on listening. Unless, of course, you want me to open up your case. If everything turns out okay, you'll be on your way tomorrow. Have a good day.
That's a rare one, Doc. That's a rare one. Coronary what?
Artery heart disease.
Lucy must have been watching Marcus Welby reruns.
Oh, there's her file. On page 22, you'll find a profile of her daughter, Janice. 38, married to a successful real estate developer, La Jolla, California. 2 children, excellent health.
I want out. You can do what you want.
Doc, you must be hiding something awful big, wanting people to think you're dead.
You can do what you want.
Listen, I don't blame you for not liking this. Nobody wants to be a fink. But I'm not asking you to betray a friend or some noble cause. Lucy Cash is a criminal, and what she's planning may hurt innocent people. Yeah, I know. She can be charming. Yeah, after all these years, I can't help feeling things. So I arm myself with this, the facts. She was one of Weisberg's strategists. Planned some real big jobs. Yeah. Chicago Stockyards heist, 1942. There's the Cleveland City payroll job, 1944. Milwaukee Trust holdup, 1945. VE Day. And the list goes on. Would you like some coffee before you go?
Cameron, savings and loan, West Side Branch, 3 o'clock. I finally get her, and on a federal rap to boot.
I guess I was wrong.
Let's go. I want to be sure to get a good parking space. I should have left by now. Damn.
Listen, we better call the cops and give them Lucy's position.
I waited too long to make this arrest. I'm not going to give it away. Let's try to catch them. Where are they?
The docks.
Well, that's not far. We can make it. Catch them out. Well, been a long time, Lucy. I'm sure I can find something here to bust you for.
I never thought I could welcome the sight of you, Preston. Life is full of surprises.
Come on. Remanded to my custody.
Well, don't I have a say in this?
Sure. You'd rather go to jail?
All things considered, no. But I must say, Preston, that's a very devious way to get a girl to live with you.
Well, I'm trying to rehabilitate you.
Well, you needn't worry. Since I came so close to being a crime statistic, the fun sort of went out of law breaking.
Good. You can tell that to the kids. As part of the deal I made with the judge, you volunteered for the police program to counsel juvenile gangs. Oh, don't look so glum. I just wanted to show you I'm a man of my word. Fair?
Yes.
Okay with you, Garnett?
Oh, anything's all right with me, as long as we get this case over with.
What do you say? We give you a ride somewhere?